Now. Real people. Real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
These are the topics that I really enjoy. I'm going to be honest with you. Because you get so many different answers. And it's an email from somebody. It says, hi Niall. First off, love the show. We listen every single night. So every year myself and my wife and the kids go on holidays with her sister and her mother. Now, by the way, if you're saying we listen every night, if that's you and your wife, you might be a bit of trouble here, pal, because I'm reading out an email you've just sent and she'll know who you're talking about. Anyway, we've gone for the last five years and the first 2 years, it was grand. Nice, in fact. But slowly it started to become more of a chore than an exciting trip. Last year was the worst. I was really apprehensive to go. I had a fight with my mother-in-law about the kids and the tension had been high. But I agreed to hold my tongue and make the best of the trip. We got to the airport. My mother-in-law and our sister-in-law had said they were already through security. So we took the kids and went through. We couldn't find them for ages. Eventually found them 4 pints deep in a pub. And I get it. I like a drink at the airport too. But 4 drinks at 11 a.m. seems a little bit excessive. Still, I held my tongue even though, you know, they were already drunk. The holiday was almost the same. The two of them just drank a lot all day. Our fridge was constantly stocked with bottles of wines, and in the mornings there would be at least 3 bottles empty in the sink. I mentioned to my wife about 3 days in and she just told me not to say anything because it's their holiday too and they can do what they want. I don't mind them drinking, but this is just too much. I didn't want our kids seeing all those empty bottles. I don't want it to be a bad influence on them. And the more they drank, the meaner they got. Snide comments, not just about me and my wife, but the kids. It kind of crossed the line when my mother-in-law said my teenage daughter was getting a bit plump and she knew better as a young lady, or should know better as a young lady. Say what you want to me, but not only to humiliate my daughter, but insult her appearance in front of her. My poor daughter was left in tears. That was it. I lost it. I couldn't take any more. I completely tore into them about the drinking and the comments and everything else. It's like my anger from the last 20 years came out on the two of them in one quick snap. We avoided each other for the rest of the holiday. I kept the kids separate from them but we actually had a lovely time. My wife came to me during the week and said that they were planning the holiday again. I point blank said I wasn't going. And there was not a chance in hell I was letting the kids go with her sister and her mother. They're just a bad influence and I don't need my kids hanging around that lot. By all means, my wife can go, but we aren't going. She told me how selfish I was and that this was her family and why can't I just be civil about it? I stood my ground. Myself and my wife have barely spoken since. I don't know what to do. I'm not going, but should I come to some sort of compromise and let the kids even go? I don't know. What should I do? Darren, it's a tough one, isn't it? So, look, clearly the mother-in-law and the sister are two scourges. You know, streels. Miserable old shits. You know what I mean? You wouldn't want to be on holidays. Imagine going on holidays. Ugh. Have you ever been in that position where you went on holidays with in-laws and sisters and the whole thing just turns into a nightmare? Because they're horrible, despicable people. I mean, disgusting people. Makes me think. Have you been on one of those holidays where you just can't wait for it to end? And every day you look at them all and you go, oh, Jesus, how did I end up with this? And you start thinking to yourself then, how did I end up with a wife who's involved with these people? You know what I mean? How did I end? Was I blind when I met them or something? Or what's going on here? Anyway, what should the husband do in this situation? Should he, you know, stick to his guns and say, I'm not going, that's it, I hate your family? Or what should he do? Should he just compromise? Because after all, it is his wife. Oisín, hi, how are you?
Hey, no, we should stand his ground. I wouldn't say he should say, he hates the family. Look, people change, especially on holidays. I've seen it with some of my extremely good mates. People change with the amount of drink on them. Yeah. And it can get very tense. I've been in one or two situations now where you're kind of going, right, do I box the head off you now or do I just...
Do I sit it out?
Do I just walk away? Because right now I can see you picking up teeth off the floor. No, genuinely. I know it's violence. I'm not promoting violence, you know. Mm. But no, she stands ground. I mean, look, I've got to be honest with you. That was me. And it's causing him. Look, it could be a woman at the same hand. Oh, sorry, at the same turn.
Yeah.
If it's causing you this much misery, why would you put yourself through it again? Now, look, I understand. I've got
But he doesn't even want his kids to go. He said, I don't even want the kids to be around these people. And I can understand that. You know, there are people that you just don't want your kids around. People who drink too much, who swear too much.
Yeah. No, I've come across one or two.
Like, I would have been conscious of that when my kids were young, that there were certain people I kind of didn't really like them being around. You know, relations, friends, whatever, I don't know. And people who just kind of swore too much or drank too much.
I've been around a few, unfortunately. Like the majority of people. We all have. And you somehow weather it. But at the same time, this guy, as far as I'm concerned, not because he's a man. I'm not standing up for all of mankind and leaving women out. Women go through the same situation as well. Let's all be fair here. God, I sound like Steve there.
I never accuse you of that, but go on. Yeah.
Oh, no, we don't. Oh, no offense, Steve, if you're going to come on or listen.
Yeah, sorry, Steve's never offended you, Grant.
No. Funny enough, he's never. No, he's always got an answer for something. But no, I think this man has to stand his ground. He has to stand his ground. And look, relationships, married, whatever, cohabiting, going out together. There's always arguments, but you eventually have to sit down and just grow up and go, look, this is causing me misery here. I'm not comfortable. I don't want to go. And there has to be a compromise somewhere. I know it's not that simple. By the way, he
can just turn around and say he's not going. That's fine. The wife is still going and bringing the kids. He's just telling her, I'm not going. I need her to the kids.
You know, that's where the problem lies. Yeah, no, I'm not. Look, I'm not being horrible here. I'd be the same.
Yeah, and look, yeah. You go away. Go away with your mad family.
Yeah, you head off with them. I'll stay here with the kids.
Yeah.
And in fairness, you know, it's going to cost less, number one. Number two, we get a break from each other.
Yeah.
And I know it's not that bad, but, you know, I'm not going to say to you hear what I'm saying to you, but at the same time, if this happens year after year after year, there's only one outcome.
Yeah.
Possibly to a certain extent, a huge fallout, a huge row, and fair play to him for standing up.
But she hasn't spoken to him in days now because he's not agreeing to it.
That's only because maybe she sees... Again, not because she's a woman. Look, let's.
Yeah, I wouldn't be going away with him either. I'm going to be honest with you.
I wouldn't. No, look, I tell you what. If that was me, I wouldn't. No, my it's like Homer Simpson. Sorry, marriage. The foot has gone down. Yeah. No. I know I'm saying that flippantly. But
okay. So you wouldn't be going away, and would you let the kids go?
No. 100%. No, 100%. I would just simply say I'm not going. And if you want to take the kids, we need to sit down. We need to work this out. Because I don't want them going either.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to Julie. Julie, hi, how are you?
I'm very confused listening to this.
Why?
Yeah, because I just am. He's like, he doesn't want to go on holidays because he doesn't like the mother of his kids for a mother because they're going to have a bottle of wine on their holidays.
No. The mother and the sister. The mother and the sister are two drinkers, two heavy drinkers.
Oh, right. Yeah. So they're alcoholics and he doesn't want them going away on a family holiday. He doesn't want to go on this family holiday.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. He's been away already three or four times.
Email him back and tell him I'll go. Seriously. Right. So what's he plan on doing? Like just staying at home with the kids crying?
Yeah.
Well, then let him do that. I'd be off if I was putting up with that. See ya. Good luck. I need a holiday. Maybe it's him that's the problem.
Oh, God, no. No.
Oh, well, maybe they turn to drink because of him. You just don't know the ins and outs of this story. Like, it's very confusing.
Well, it's not really. You know, they're drinking a lot.
Yeah.
They're drinking a lot. Okay, fair. Oh.
I know that's what people... I know people do that on holidays. I know people do that.
Yeah, and they do that at Christmas. And yeah, okay, fair enough. So what's he going to do? What's his plan? What's his plan B?
Yeah, so but I mean, to be fair, Julie, I didn't like my kids near around drinkers when they were young.
No, look, that's fair enough. Each to their own, like. But, like, why does the mother want them to go on holidays? Did we ask her? What's her opinion on all this? It's just about what he wants.
Well, she wants to go.
Oh, God, no. This has gone the wrong way now.
Whatever way it's supposed to go.
I know,
he's
I understand
a father
that.
Of kids, yeah, and he doesn't want them going on holidays with two alcoholics in the family.
No, right? But it's not that he doesn't want her going. He just doesn't want all the hassle and all the crap that goes along with it. He doesn't want his kids dragged into it either.
Okay, why don't they go on their own holidays?
Give or take, yeah. Let the wife go with the in-laws and he stays at home with the kids and does his own thing. There's no hassle, there's no stress, and the wife still, you know, the wife or the girlfriend, whatever, still goes off and has a break.
Yeah,
but he's
great.
Not being dragged into it.
Yeah, wife, it is a wife.
Yeah, that's great. So the wife gets a little holiday with the alcoholics, the kids don't get a holiday, and he gets to just stay at home and be the perfect dad.
Well, no, no, he's not going to
go off like playing golf and leave them in a creche for the weekend.
No, it's not about being the perfect dad. He can always plan something himself and go, look, you know, he can always say, look, I'll bring his camping.
But he's making a plan. He's making the plan because she made a plan and he's making another plan. So maybe this couple shouldn't be together at all.
Well, you could be right in fairness, but at the same time, everybody has to stand up at some stage and just put the foot down and go, no, do you know something? No, it's not working.
But Julie, can you not see there's a bit of a problem here? He's been away with him 5 years in a row. And the last 3 years has been particularly bad. So much that last year it kind of blew up into a big argument because they've been drinking too much again. And he just doesn't want his children in that atmosphere. That's not such a bad thing. That sounds like a good father to me.
And he's pissed off and embarrassing.
On the holiday and stay at home and read books with the kids or do whatever he thinks is knowledgeable. And then they're still going to be the same next year. So suggest a different holiday next year or else just... I don't know. Maybe.
Well, he did suggest a different holiday, but she wants to go away as usual with her mother and her sister.
Yeah, so these parents have different opinions. So, like we're trying to sort out a dilemma for two parents that have different opinions, like with kids involved.
But I don't blame him. You're blaming him. I think she should be the one compromising.
I'm so confused by the whole situation.
Yeah, but why doesn't she compromise? She's done it now for 5 years. Why can't she for once just turn around and say, okay, maybe you're right. Maybe we should go away on our own.
Maybe she likes her drink herself.
Maybe she does.
Yeah, maybe she does.
Yeah, sorry, Oisín, quickly. I've got to go to Jessica and Valerie.
No, sorry. I do apologise for cutting in. Some people are creatures of habit. It's what they get used to.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not saying it's what they're comfortable with, but it's the surroundings, the people. At some stage, we've all been
through in our lives. I have a quick question because I know this conversation is going to end. Does he bring his kids to like weddings and christenings and occasions where there's actually people drinking around them?
Yeah, I used to avoid that when my kids were young.
Do you know what I mean? Like, does he avoid everything that there's alcohol?
I just said to you when my kids were young, I used to try and avoid bringing them to places like that. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I wonder. I wonder, does he avoid this could be just a family issue here, or does he avoid bringing them to everywhere? Like,
yeah, I hated bringing my kids into a pub, not a place for a child. Stay there, Julie, just for a second. Let me just go to Jessica. Jessica, hi, how are you?
How are
you? How you doing, Jessica? Who's in the wrong here?
Just so I can clarify, did you say when they were drinking?
Are you on a speakerphone with Jessica? You're a bit muffled.
Oh, one sec.
Okay, thank you.
Is that better?
That's much better, yeah.
There we go. Yeah, so let me clarify. Did he say that in the email after they had had their few drinks or bottles, whatever they had, they started making jabs at one of the kids being...
Okay, it said last...
No, sorry, lost. I wouldn't have them near.
It said last year they crossed the line when my mother-in-law said my teenage daughter was getting a bit plump.
Nope, wouldn't have it. I'd be like, no, they're not going away just so you can make little jokes at them. No, absolutely not. I'm 100% with the dad.
Yeah, these two sound like vipers.
Let them go get pissed and locked and whatever. They can all make jabs at each other, but start making fun of the kids just because you have a bit of a drink in you? Nah, not at all.
Mm.
He's damn right.
Yeah, you should have knocked the head off her.
Yeah, actually so. Like
imagine slagging your kids.
He's an adult. Like, say whatever you want to him. He's an adult. He can take it. But how dare you be an auntie, an uncle, a grandparent, whatever, say anything to a child? That's meant to be your family.
What did they say? What happened? What did they say?
Okay, I'm just going to say they were drinking and they started making snide comments about me and my wife and about the kids. It crossed the line when my mother-in-law said my teenage daughter was getting a bit plump and she should know better as a young lady.
That's just a little comment. Like, if your family, you take them as little comments. Like, do you know what I mean? If you can't be honest with your family, like, then, like, do you know what I mean? Why is that offensive? I've been called plump to my family, and I'm not going to hate, like, the drunk person that called me it. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and Julian, I've had people in my family say things. You know,
I said,
F off, don't want to know you. How do you know?
Right, okay, well, that's fair enough.
How do you know?
Okay,
how
right. Well, they won't be with a dad like that because he doesn't sound like he's going to let them near them.
Yeah, rightfully so. I think he's right not to let them near him.
I didn't say he was wrong. I'm just saying, like, yeah, well, I hope he has his nice family time and they book a family holiday next year and all this confrontation about bullshit dies down.
How is it bullshit? His other half.
Can he not sit down with his own knowledge? Seeing as he's so clever, can he not sit down with his own knowledge and like sit down with the lads or whoever he associates with and talk about this? Like,
are you
in
his
a normal
wife? Because you sound very burned by this. Are you his wife?
I'm not burned by this. I'm just a man's attitude is doing my head in these days.
Because he doesn't want his child.
No, in general. No. I hear the man. I just hear men every day. It's ridiculous. Now I'm going to go before I lose the head. Bye bye.
Oh, Jesus. All right, Jessica, stay there for a second. Let me go to Valerie. Valerie, hi, how are you?
Hey, Ned, how's things?
You heard Jessica. Yeah, she's saying the guy is right. Why would you want to associate with these people?
Well, I totally agree with her. I don't know where you got that I agreed with the wife.
Oh, you think the fella. It just says on my screen here that Valerie thinks the fella is wrong. Sorry, they must have got it wrong.
Well, I think the fella is right.
Okay. Sorry. That's okay. They sometimes get it wrong there, my little production team. You know? They're working hard, you know. They're under pressure.
They're fabulous.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. But so anyway, Valerie, get it back. So what should he do to get out of this? What's the compromise here?
Oh, geez, I don't know if there's a compromise. I mean, it sounds like such a boring holiday for him. I mean, it's like being at home when his mother in law calls over for like a glass of wine of an evening with her mother.
Yeah.
Sounds so boring and I don't know, drink orientated and you know, there's nothing wrong with having a drink. I drink myself, but God, I'd be so bored. I'd rather stay home and read a book. Is that what Gillian said? He'd stay home because he's an intellectual.
Yeah. Well, I think he's got the right attitude. He sounds a bit like me, to be honest with you. I wouldn't want my kids hanging around with people who are drinking. I don't know about you, Jessica. Jessica, are you a drinker?
I have an odd one, like at an occasion or a weekend, but I don't like.
You don't strike me as that. You don't strike me as the one that goes out and gets blottoed, like.
No, I did that in my college days.
Oh, no, okay. I think you'd kind of come to your senses now.
I grew up, yeah.
Yeah.
I grew up and I was like, it's not good for my head or my bank account.
No, it's not good for either.
No, but these people just sound like they turn into mean drunks. The fact they make fun of him, the wife, and...
But that's what drunks do.
Teenage children.
But that's what drunks do. Drunks do things like that. You probably did things like that when you were drunk.
No, I was asleep.
I know, I don't
know. They saw me, they're like, get her a taxi.
But Valerie, isn't that how drunks do?
No, I don't think so. I mean... Like, I don't think it's like this black and white. If you drink, you're a meanie, and if you don't, you're not. But they sound like they're too meanie. And I'd say there wouldn't be great having a cup of tea either, like. You know, they just sound like mommy and daughter just against the world, like, separate. Get over each other kind of thing.
So I think he's with the wrong wife. Because
I think so,
yeah. If you have a wife who wants to bring your kids away with two drunks, you know, who insulted your child last time around, I wouldn't want to have anything to do with them, personally.
Same. Absolutely. You let it go. I mean, poor old Dibble, it sounds awful. You know, on holiday, particularly listen to this nonsense.
I couldn't deal with it.
Get over it.
No,
that probably ruined the teenager's holiday. Like, imagine going on holiday. Oh, how was your holiday? Yeah, it was grand. My granny and my aunt got pissed and they called me chubby. And now I just don't want to go anywhere anymore.
Yeah, and the child was crying at the end of it. Like, it's horrendous.
And the fact the mother, the wife, didn't even say, sorry, that's my child. Slag me and
do
all you want.
Yeah, it took the father to have a row with him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He said the father said he tore into the two of them about the drinking and the comments, and he said it was like all my anger from the last 20 years came out in one fell snap. He was right.
Yeah, nice one.
Yeah, he was right. His drunken pair of shits.
Yeah, you dirty, boring old bastard.
Oh, jeez. I wasn't going to go that far, but there you go. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't go on holidays with drinkers. I just couldn't. There's nothing worse than being with people who just want to find the next pub. That's just not my bag. I know it's for some people, it's not for everybody, but I just couldn't do it. And there's nothing, I find it bizarre that people go on holidays to beautiful places and the first thing they think of is, where's the nearest Irish pub?
It's not even that they think, oh, grand, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, get me a Guinness.
Yeah.
Like, how? At 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, give me my bag. I just want to get me breakfast and get on the plane.
Look, I remember years ago meeting this guy at the pool. He was a real dub, right? And I met him at the pool. He was in Neil's shorts on him and everything, right? And I met him at the pool. I just happened to be chatting to him. And I have usually avoid eye contact with anybody I think is Irish, just in case, right? But this guy kind of, I couldn't avoid him. And he was yapping away. And he says, oh, yeah, we're going home in 2 days. And I'm going, oh, yeah. Can't wait to get home to get a real pint of beer. And I'm going, is that really why you're looking? Is that really why you're looking forward to going home? To get a real pint of beer?
Not to go home, sleep in my own bed, be in my own town again. Nah. I want a real beer.
A real beer.
Oh.
That couple, like, you know, back to the boring aspect of it. Like, I mean, you can drink all day long at home, like, if you want. But when you're away, you know, okay, have a drink, go for dinner. But go and see things and, you know, learn a bit about where you're at.
Don't insult your family.
And don't insult your family. Yeah, so, okay, so Valerie, should he just stand his ground even though his wife is not talking to him? Should he just stand his ground and say, well, that's it, that's fine, you far away now, but you're not bringing the kids with those two lunatics again?
100%, and he's probably better off if she's not talking to him.
Mm.
If that's the guy she's coming out with, excuse my language.
Yeah, she sounds like she's not a good wife, to be honest, ask me. Let me go to Sharon. Sharon, hi, how are you?
Good evening, Nara.
Good evening, Sharon. So Sharon, whose side are you on here? Are we all just bashing this wife who might be okay?
I'm totally on the husband's side, and there are a few connotations there for future as well. If the kids start to turn into teenagers and they're still going on that holiday, the mother and the wife will probably buy the kids a drink and say, "Oh, you know, I'll show you how to drink and all that."
Yeah, give the kid, really, give them a drink for God's sake, yeah.
Yeah, at 16, you know, and all that crap. And, I really admire the man for standing his ground, and he has put up with it for 5 years. So, you know, I wouldn't be backing down if I were him.
Yeah, I see. I these kind of topics get me because I'm a bit of a drink snob. You know what I mean? I do, when I see people drunk, I do look down on them a little bit. You know what I mean? As saddos.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, I don't mind people drinking, by the way. Have a drink, have a social drink. But when I see people drunk, I kind of go, oh.
And there's children around. That's kind of heartbreaking when you see children in the middle.
Children should
that.
Never be exposed to that kind of atmosphere.
And in Spain, like at 12 o'clock at night, they're going around to the buggies and parents are drinking and the children are tired. And
they give them a bottle of Coke just to shut them up.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, here's an iPad and a bottle of Coke and a packet of crisps. Shut up. You know, they're there drinking their brains out.
And then they'll probably have heads on them the next morning. So we'll leave and play with the child in the pool.
Yeah. Down to the pool with a hangover. Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. It's just,
you know, if I was him now, I'd make my own plans. If the wife insists on going, let her off. And, you know.
And what about him and the wife? Where does that leave them now?
Well, I mean, up for them to work out. Can they work it out?
I mean, she's clearly putting her family before her husband.
And her children.
Yeah, which should never happen.
And her children.
It should always be your husband and your family first.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be the end of it. I wouldn't be talking to family who insulted my children. You know? Yeah.
And I wonder what the wife is like at home, like her drinking at home. I wonder what that's
well,
like.
Well, in fairness, he doesn't mention the wife drinking too much or anything like that.
Yeah, so it's probably okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, let her off. Maybe it's good for people to have a break from each other too, like that, you know.
See, the wife is clearly defending the mother-in-law and the sister. You know, the old blood is thicker than water, Carrie Ann, which I don't believe in, by the way.
See that comment about the child? That was dreadful because I know when I was very young, there was a comment made like that and it affected me for life. You know, I did in time change the habits, but, you know, at a very delicate age like that, it's really wrong. People are so stupid the way they say things like that, because that can stay in a child's head and really, you know, play havoc with them.
Yeah, the wife said to him that he was being selfish and that this was her family and why can't he just be civil?
Well, he has been civil for 5 years.
Why can't they be civil? Keep them out, so.
Sorry.
He's gone for 5 years.
And I was just saying, like, why can't they be civil and keep their mouth shut? If they're not going to say anything nice, don't say anything at all. Like, like, I'm 100% with Sharon. Like, and like, I'll be honest with you, all the time growing up, I was constantly picked on. If it wasn't from cousins, it was from aunts and uncles. Like, it was from all sides.
Mm. They're throwing out their little comments.
Yeah, and they think, like, ah, it's just a laugh. Get over it. It'll be fine. You're grand. Like, nah, words hurt. Like, words stay with you. And when it's from your own family, like, it's bad enough, like, if it's kids from a school, like, right, whatever, you're probably never going to see them again in about 20 years' time. When it's your family, you're like, ah, here, like, you're meant to love me and you're here.
And what, did you get insults? Did you get insults from, you know, extended family?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
100%.
And if you don't want me asking, what do they say to you?
Well,
sorry, if you don't want to share it, that's okay, Jessica. I don't, you know.
No, like, it was always kind of like things to do with kind of like weight and everything. And then when I cut my hair short and everything, they're like, oh, did you really think that was a good idea? Do you think that looked well on you?
Oh, yeah.
And it was just all that, all little kind of digs, like thinking that they're being funny. And I'm like, oh, yeah, go F yourself. You don't know.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing.
Me, like.
When you start doing that, if you're chipping away, even if it's any small stuff, if you keep chipping away, you'll eventually piss somebody off.
And ruin somebody's confidence.
Yeah.
You know, until, thankfully, as you get older, you get more confident. And that's the wonderful thing about getting older, is that you get more confident and your own brain, you grow into yourself and you don't give a shit.
Adults can be worse when it comes to kids. Because I remember I was in school. I was 8 years of age, 9 years of age, and I had alopecia. So I had spots of hair missing on my head. And the kids in the class used to slag me and call me Apache. And they used to keep going to me. And I was mind-wrecking, right? And one day I remember I was crying in the class because some of the kids in the yard had picked on me and started calling me Apache. And the teacher looked at me, right? It's a primary school teacher. He knows who he is. He's a dickhead. He listens to the show every now and again because he told me he did when I contacted him going back about 5 years ago to ask him to come on the show. And he turned around and he says, if you don't stop crying, I'll pull the rest of your hair out. God. That's what he said.
I mean, that's just pure ignorance, isn't it? Like,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Adults can be worse than children sometimes.
But imagine hearing that from your family. Like, I know you said it was your teacher. Like, I know you said it was your teacher, but realistically, you're not going to see him again ever again. And I don't mean to sound mean. Probably not long left for this world.
No, he hasn't. He hasn't got long left for the world, I wouldn't imagine. No.
But imagine if that was coming from your aunts and uncles and everything, or your grandparents. People are meant to love you.
Mm.
This could be a show in itself, you know, the comment thing. When I was very young, like I said, I went to take a butterfly cake, you know, they had cream.
That's why I remember them. Yeah, my mother used to call them fancy cakes.
Yeah. And my mother had made them. I couldn't wait to get another one. And my father made a really smart comment when I took the other one out of the fridge. And I'll never forget it. And, you know, for years, I really struggled. My sister was skinny. Like, she'd always eat. We'd have Smarties and she'd have them for like a day. I might have been gone in 5 minutes.
That'd be me.
I have a very addictive personality. These days, I'm addicted to good things. And, you know, it's all balanced out and I'm healthy now and everything. But I was at his 80th birthday last year. And what did they joke about? Okay, the younger kids came, my niece and nephew, and I just happened to ask for the dessert menu because I'd like to know kind of what's going, you know, I wanted to have the dessert menu there for the kids when they came. And all they could talk, my father could talk about, he goes, oh, there's no dessert today, Sharon. And he made a big joke again. And I said to myself, Jesus, 50 years on, he's still doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mad, isn't it? Okay, well, hang on, both of you. Sorry, we kind of digressed a little bit there. Let me go to Sarah. Sarah, hi, how are you?
Hiya. I just think that, to be fair, the dad has 100% respect for his children. And by the sounds of it, the mother really doesn't respect our children or have boundaries in place with our family to protect our children. So clearly she cares more about what her own family members think than her kids and her husband.
Are you on a speakerphone by any stretch of the imagination?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I am, yeah.
Yeah, you're a bit low because on the speakerphones it's low. Yeah, I'll always ask people. Okay, thanks.
There I go, sorry about
that's
that.
Yeah, it's much better, much better. We can hear you now. Okay, you know, and you are right. The mother couldn't care that much about her children if she's willing to allow her mother-in-law and her sister get pissed and slag off her own daughter.
Yeah, and I just think in her mind she's thinking, like, would you not have more respect for your children and want them to be more around things that are more important, like them actually enjoying a holiday without a load of drink around them constantly?
Mm.
you know, it's so normalised now to just go on a big drinking holiday with your family, when in reality it should be, oh, let's go on a little walk today, let's have a picnic, let's do this, let's go to the beach. Like, they don't want to do that. They just want to drink and give out to kids.
I think these type of holidays where there's extended family go are always a bad idea.
Yeah.
You know, anything more than five people, and I think it's a bad idea. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, the family need time to themselves, you know. They don't get enough time with their kids if they're working and, you know, 2 weeks or a week, whatever. It's time to bond with the kids as well, isn't it?
Yeah, without the mother and the sister making smart comments. But Sarah, in relation to what he's going to do now, the wife's not talking to him. She clearly wants to go. She doesn't see the big deal in this. So where does that leave him now?
To me personally, like, I take that as if I was with someone like that, to me that would say that they're extremely immature and they have no respect for me or the kids. So for me, that would leave me in a difficult situation because I would be really questioning who I actually married.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd agree with you.
You know, because if someone is going to pass comment on your children's appearance, like, I just don't think that's ever right from anybody. Because children are innocent and they remember things. They really do remember what you say to them.
Yeah, well, both Jessica and Sharon have said that. But yeah, some things that were sent to them and me.
So I just think, like, especially if she's ignoring them and they're not talking, I just find that very immature for a person who has kids.
Yeah.
It's like, that's quite worrying, you know.
Mm. So you think he needs to reflect on the whole marriage, not just the bloody holiday?
Oh, yeah, because if she's gone quiet on something so simple that they really could talk about and get it to a place where they both compromise, say they go on the holiday, he has separate time away from them with the kids on his own and does their own thing every day. Like, they could compromise, but she's not willing to do that because she just thinks that he's being selfish, which is absolutely crazy.
Well, if we go by what he's telling us, and I know they always say there's two sides to every story, but if we go by what he's telling us, it does sound like a pretty bad situation. And the mother-in-law and sister seemed like a bit of a tag team. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, because I've been around it. Like, I had family members in my family that were, you know, loved it, like, loved to drink and just loved going to pubs and certain things. And that wouldn't be something that I'm into. So, like, I would take myself out of the situation. But if there's kids involved, they can't really take themselves out of that situation. They need their parents to do it. So if she's not willing to do that and willing to protect her children and put them first, well, then there's really no compromise.
Yeah, going away on holidays to me, you know, with drinkers or with extended family, whatever, who are drinkers, would be my idea of hell.
Yeah, I agree. Me too.
Yeah.
And see, it probably seems normal to her because maybe when she was a kid, her parents, you know, maybe drank and then
Well, they clearly did.
So it was normalised. So that's what she was used to. So she can understand the husband's point of view.
Mm.
But she'll have to.
Thank you, Sarah. Let me go. It's Jessica and Sharon, or just stay there. I want to come to Jason because he's in that situation, he says, right now. All right, welcome back. Stay there, Jessica and Sarah. Let me go to Jason. Jason, hi, how are you?
Evening.
Now, it says on my screen.
Look, before we start.
Is your wife listening?
Yeah. Have you got her on the other line?
No.
Because you're forever doing this to me.
I know. Lorraine is not on the other line.
And can you disguise my voice so nobody knows it's me?
It's a bit late for that. Bit late for that now. In fairness, we've just introduced you. Go on.
Right. What are we talking about? Mother-in-laws?
Oh, shit. Lorraine is not going to be happy at all. Go on.
Up to 5 years ago, her mother literally would have traded me in for anybody.
Hmm.
Anybody.
Yeah.
I weathered that storm. I'm now inviting her on my honeymoon.
You're bringing the mother on the honeymoon?
Yeah.
Oh. Now, did you invite her or did Lorraine invite her?
No. This is me. Lorraine's not too happy. Because circumstances, we've never had a proper family holiday.
But why your honeymoon? Why not wait till a different holiday? Why your honeymoon?
Will you listen and let me build this up because trust me, I have to sell this.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So, circumstances over the last couple of years, me and Lorraine couldn't afford a proper family holiday, i.e. having kids, getting the house. You know, life. I'm in a position now where I'm able to get married, blah, 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 and, you know, do everything that way. So, I couldn't justify going away for a week to Spain when my kids have never been out of the country, if you know what I mean. So that's how I sort of tried to wangle it, that could we bring them like boom boom, and then I seen the face, so then I went ha ha. I said, what if we bring your mother? I says, and say for 2 nights, me and you'll go off on our own. Your ma can stay in there wherever we are with the kids and look after them. Or ma's not a drinker, thank God, you know, that type of way. Mm. So, and then me and Hawk can go off. So that way then, I get a family holiday and a honeymoon, and I get a couple of nights away with my pet. What do you think of that?
What about the dog?
No, I'm trying to sell the mother-in-law
someone,
in a second.
Someone has to mind the fort, Niall. That's Lulu's job.
There you go.
Lulu can't stay there for a week on her own.
Ah, no, she will. She'll be grand. She'll be grand. There's plenty of rabbits out the field behind me.
So,
no.
So, Jason, you're trying to sell this. Hey, by the way, Sarah, can I ask you a question? Are you there, Sarah?
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Hang on, Jason. Sarah, how would you feel if your husband-to-be turned around and said, we're bringing your mother-in-law on the honeymoon?
Well, it's a tough question because I have a great relationship with my mother, but...
Mine hates me.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
No, literally.
Okay, let her...
She tried to trade me in 5 years ago. She literally tried to trade me in 5 years ago.
Yeah, okay, she probably trade you in still now. But hang on, now let her finish. Sarah, would you be happy with that? Is that honeymoon not just being meant to be for the bride and groom?
So for me, honeymoon was for me and my partner. So in my eyes, I wouldn't want anyone else going.
Yeah, neither would
had
I.
Had you got kids, Sarah? Had you got kids when you got married?
I don't have kids, but that's what I was going to say. I do understand where you're coming from about your children not ever going there, so you do want to bring them along. Yeah. That's fair enough. Yeah. That is a great point. But I also can understand why she's a little bit not happy with that, you know? Because maybe she just wants you and her to have time to themselves, to enjoy each other's company, you know?
Loretta killed me for 3 days.
Yeah, but Jason, here's the thing, right? Does Lorraine know where you're going?
We know all that. We know where we're going.
There's no secret. Okay. So why? No, hang on. Let me finish. So hang on. Wait for a second. Why didn't you say, well, even let's me and Lorraine go to Paris or something or Amsterdam or wherever for 3 days. We'll come back and then we'll go on the family holiday and bring the mother-in-law and the kids.
Ah, oh, Jesus, no, that's too much. Why not just do it all in one? If that's practical to me, get them all there, then me and Hawk go off, they're still there having their little holiday, I get two or three, say 2 nights, 3 days away from them, and then come back, wrap it all up at once, drop them all back, and then straight back to Hawk.
Jessica, tell me this is wrong.
I think he's knocking two birds with one stone. I actually can't fault the man. Jason, that is work smart, not hard, and I love it.
Thanks, darling.
Oh, jeez.
Come on, Noel.
Now, if I got Lorraine on the air...
She's not there, is she?
No, hang on. if Molly, let's say, my producer...
She's in bed with the kids.
I don't care. I don't care. If Molly, my producer, was to go and get Lorraine on the air, let's say just by some mad opportunity...
Miracle.
Was to go and get Lorraine on the air...
She couldn't.
Not that she would ever do anything like that.
No, she's fast asleep with them kids.
Of course she is. Yeah, okay.
I know my Lorraine.
Yeah, you do not know your Lorraine, because your Lorraine has disagreed with you many times on the air. Anyway, so what do you think your Lorraine would say about this situation?
Fair play to you for trying to build bridges with my mother. You're bringing me on a holiday. The kids are getting on a holiday. I'll get a bit of time with you. You'll get a bit of time with your kids. Jesus, Jay, you thought of everything there.
Is that what you think she'd say?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm hoping.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm really considering. You know that yourself, Lyle.
Yeah.
I've told you, you forced me into this, like...
Yeah, well, it's my fault that you're... Are you blaming me for you getting married now because I told you to do the right thing?
You sort of convinced me, you know. I couldn't go home and see them sad eyes every day saying, did you hear Lyle? Did you hear what Lyle said?
Jason, just get
back. I'll
go. Me and Karen will go with you. Okay, so here, Jason.
Get back. Honestly.
No. I'm not going with you and your mother-in-law. Would you stop out of that? Anyway, get back to the email, Jason, right?
Yeah.
This guy, I mean, there's probably been problems in the past on the holiday. So what do you think he should do? Should he compromise?
No. Leg it, mate. Pack your bags. Get the fuck out of there. A bunch of alcoholics. That's going to cost you a fortune, buddy.
Well, apart from the cost, there's an emotional cost to this as well, isn't there?
The emotional cost, mate. Come here, when you were buying drink for three women, my grandfather always told me, don't stay with women that drink more than you. It costs too much in the end.
The auntie and the sister-in-law and the mother-in-law treated the teenager like an emotional punching bag. That's where I draw the line to say, nah, Essie's...
Why are they doing that? The mother-in-law and her sisters are treating... Which the teenage child? Now, is that the sister's or is this like a stepchild? Is it his child? Is it so? Why are they doing that? What did the child ever do wrong on these people? What did the child ever do wrong on them? What I mean is the child biologically related to the mother-in-law and the nasty people, or is it his child and he's marrying Dora's sister and bringing the child into that relationship? That's what I mean. Is it biologically their child? Because why
I was just basing that.
I don't know that. Niall, do you know that?
It is their child. Of course, the biological. Why wouldn't it be biologically their child?
No, what I mean is the way you were saying, the way they were treating this child, I thought it might have been his daughter from a previous relationship. No, you understand what I'm saying. And like he brought a child into this relationship and they were like ostracizing the child because she's not our blood. You know that?
Yeah.
Lorraine's listening.
They just said you're chubby.
There's Lorraine ringing me.
Oh, is she?
Hold on a minute.
You're in trouble now. She won't even answer the phone to us now.
Niall, you better get Molly. You better get Molly to ring her and tell her I'm on the radio.
No, hang on a second. Molly's been ringing her for the last 5 minutes and she's not answering. Lorraine, answer the phone for God's sake. Now, if she's listening on the app.
I don't know how to hang up on her.
just hang. Well, you'll have to hang up on her first.
Oh, shit, she's gone.
Oh, yeah, she is gone because I can see Molly talking to somebody.
Right, you tell Molly to tell her I'm talking to you. I didn't hang up on her.
Jason, you're not getting me to warm you out of this one. I can't warm you out of this.
What did I do wrong? You tell me before I get on to her, what did I do wrong? I thought I was doing right by inviting everybody.
Maybe you were, but going on the radio and telling us all about it probably wasn't the wisest thing in the world to do. You know?
Okay. Well, you're my inspiration.
Yeah, I am your inspiration. Okay, hang on for a second here now. Hang on.
Go on. There she is. Put her on.
No, wait. It's coming. It's coming.
It's going to be brilliant.
Lorraine, hi.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Hey, Jim. Jason says hello.
Hi,
he said, he didn't hang up on you, by the way. He did, actually. He hung up on you.
Just... What's he giving out about now?
I'm not giving out, sweetheart. I came up with, I thought, you know, we go on honeymoon, we've never been away with the kids, we bring your mom, me and you head off for a few days, everybody gets a holiday, I get to bond with mom, and we all come back happy. What could possibly go wrong?
I think he's hitting two birds with one stone.
What's this plan in your head?
I spend a lot of time on my own, sweetheart, you know that.
So what do you think of his plan, Lorraine?
What?
What do you think of his plan?
Bad.
The plan was... We were, because we were going to bring the kids and we were going to see if my mother could come so we could have a day or two to ourselves. So where are you going with a couple of days and us two disappearing?
Yeah, well, that's what happens.
Have you time?
See, so it's not a bad plan, is it?
Jay, could you honestly see yourself going away with my mother? Now, just think honestly.
I didn't think that far ahead.
Oh, you gotta love an old domestic.
He
here.
Has mellowed a bit. Yeah, I gotta admit.
He's making the effort. He's throwing out an olive branch, Lorraine. He's making an effort.
Dirty Adams.
I know.
Yeah. it's like Martin McGuinness with the Queen. You know what I mean?
Your man's the Queen, and I'm Martin McGuinness. I want to blow her up.
Oh, no.
So, he's talking two birds with one stone. He's working smart, not hard. I have to applaud him for that. Great idea.
And I'm saving money to buy her a car.
And he's saving money
to learn how to drive.
Oh, God. He's really looking for brownie points.
Would you take the car with me?
Lorraine, would you have preferred, can I ask an honest question, right? For your honeymoon, would you have preferred just you and Jay to go somewhere nice and exotic for a week or two?
If I'm being 100% honest, he knows my answer to this. Yes.
she wouldn't stay away from the kids. She wouldn't stay away from the kids.
She just said she would. She just said she would. She just said she would.
Niall, she can't go away for a
night. Nothing. She just said she would.
Niall, she can't go away for a night without ringing and looking for the kids and missing the kids.
That's okay. That's what they do. No, that's what mothers do.
She wouldn't get a week. She wouldn't get a week away, but I can guarantee.
Would you, Lorraine, would you manage for a week without Bella and the kids?
Who's Bella?
Yeah.
The dog. Or not, Lulu, sorry. Lulu.
My dog.
I'm sure I could stretch it if I really tried.
Yeah. Nice week in some fancy Caribbean island.
You wouldn't love. After 4 days, you'd be crying to come home to them. And I know you would.
Doesn't mean I'd come. Niall,
I know her better. I've seen her.
Actually, to be honest with you, at this stage, I don't think you do. I think I know her better than you do.
Well, Niall, I've seen her when the kids ain't around her, okay? We went away for a night or two, and I've seen the way she was. We went to Rockettown 1 year, and she spent most of the day on the phone to her mother. Talking to the kids. You know what I mean? So
that's when the kids were babies. They're not babies anymore.
Yep. There you go, Jason. That's when they were babies, Jason.
Do you know, if I was to come on here and say I was dumping my kids for a week and taking my missus away, could you imagine the grief I'd be getting off?
No, you wouldn't get any grief. No, you wouldn't get any grief because you'd be saying it's your honeymoon. That's different.
It's a pretty little girl flashing a little eye.
Yeah,
like
sorry, Lorraine, you're right. A honeymoon is different, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a family holiday.
And you're falling
Jason.
For exactly how she trapped
Jason.
You know what she is? She's one of them, you know, one of them women that call you into the rocks on your ships. What's
you
call them?
He's gone down a rubber hole now, hasn't he?
He is, isn't he? He's clambering. He's like, you know, somebody down a well clambering on the sides trying to get back up again. Jason.
He's gone down a rubber hole.
Jason, there's a clear problem here. You have an idea in your head, this fabulous idea of going away with the kids, the mother-in-law who you don't get on with too well, and hopefully hope you're building bridges with her at the moment, right? And you think this is all going to be like some sort of fairy tale.
I'm
going to
live like this. What's the name of that family? The Von Trapp family?
Yeah, yeah. And you and Lorraine will get a couple of days. I don't know what you're planning on doing, going off in a tent somewhere for 2 days on your own. I don't know where you're going for the 2 days. But you do think that's going to work out the way you have it planned? Lorraine has just said she'd prefer for you and her just to go away.
Yeah,
it's a honeymoon.
Okay, right. I'll tell you what we'll do, right? Me and you'll go to the lake up the road for 4 days, right? If you can last without them kids for 4 days, what? I'll stick you on the plane on day five.
What, the lake's up in Monaghan, or not Monaghan, the lake's up in Westmeath?
Yeah, there's a gorgeous one up the road from us.
That's not a honeymoon, Jason.
No, what I'm saying is, before we fly out for a week, before we fly out for a week, I'll give her 4 days away from the kids. I'll stick her up on a lake in Westmead, right, in a tent.
Can I go on my own?
Stay up there. Oh, no, you can have Lulu. You can have Lulu, right? if she can last 4 days without the kids, I'll stick her on a plane.
She doesn't need. She's a grown ass woman. She doesn't need a trial run.
Yes, she does. Because I'm not going to Spain for a week, and after day three, I'm fucking ringing. What's your man from Mullingar that owns all the aeroplanes?
Michael O'Leary.
Him, yeah. I'm not ringing him saying any chance of a lift home. Drop us in Westmead.
You won't be. See, she just said you won't be.
Right, you ring your mother and tell her she's not allowed to go to Spain.
Oh, Jesus.
You tell her I have evidence. I invited her. I'd love her to come.
Sarah is listening in with great intent here, by the way, and enjoying the conversation, I think. Just
You ring your mammy, Lorraine, and just tell her no.
Sarah, who's right and who's wrong here? Now, between Jason and Lorraine, forget about the email.
I'm wrong, Niall. I'm a man.
Okay, well, so hang on, Jason. Sarah, whose side are you on here, Lorraine or Jason's?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you there. I broke up.
Oh, I said, whose side are you on? Lorraine or Jason's? Oh, I think
Lorraine.
Okay, Lorraine. Oh,
thank you.
Jessica.
I made my stance. I'm with the smart man over here.
Oh, God.
I'm with him.
That's two people, Jessica, you've got on with today.
No, I don't like it. It's making my skin crawl.
You feel dirty. You need a shower. Jason and Lorraine, it's been lovely talking to you. I'm so looking forward to the wedding if it happens, because after all this, it might not.
It's happening.
I'm so looking forward. This is going to be the best day of my life.
It is. Now, you
it'll
make
be hilarious.
Sure you're there, pal.
Can I do a speech at the top table, by the way? Now.
Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.